Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. You know we're going to do a bunch of things today, but before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be all right. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find a pencil. Write your name at the top of your paper. Remember to write neatly. I will too. And then you can put your pencil down because you know we're going to do what first? Yes, we're going to color first. All right. I love this picture at the top of our paper. It's a boy and he is on a scooter. He's scootering. He is scootering. So we're going to, I love that he has safety first too. Let's color his helmet. Ready? Let's give him an awesome helmet. Let's give him a blue and a yellow helmet. You decide how it's going to look, but I want you to use two colors, blue and yellow. Go for it. Blue and yellow. You design it. Just make sure it has blue and yellow. This is the part where you listen to me, but I'm giving you a little bit of freedom. Freedom is nice sometimes when you get to decide how you're going to color it. But it just needs to be blue and yellow. Don't forget about his straps hanging down over his big cheeks. My nephew Jake used to have big cheeks. Oh, but now he's kind of a grown-up and he's a Marine and he's fighting for our country and fighting for our country's freedom, right? Okay, put down your crayons when you are finished. You have 3, 2, one. All right. It looks like it's a fall weather day. Because he's wearing a jacket. Let's color his jacket green. Any kind of green. Could be light green or dark green. You know me. I don't care that much. All right. Jacket. Do you know the beginning sound for jacket? J. J. Yep. The letter J. Can you think of another word that begins with the letter J? J. J. Did you say Jeep? Because that's what I was thinking. Get out of town. Are you kidding me? That's what I was thinking. I'm thinking of another one and we're about to color it too. Jeans. Yeah, jeans start with J. Let's color his jeans blue. Jeans are like pants. If you're thinking, what are you talking about, Mrs. Oldham? I don't even know what jeans are. They're his pants. I like to wear jeans. Not all the time, though, because sometimes I feel like jeans are tight. I don't know. Sometimes I would just rather wear something more comfy and cozy, you know. So jeans and jacket and Jeep all begin with the letter J. 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 Jeans, jacket, Jeep. What about jug? Does that start with the letter J? Yes. What about gorilla? No, it doesn't. All right, put down all your crayons. Let's give this guy some brown shoes. Give him some brown shoes. And then when you're finished coloring his shoes, let's give him some brown hair. You'll have to color in and around, but that's okay. Go up there and color his hair brown. It's kind of at the very top, and it's sticking out from under his helmet just a little. And over by his ear. Do you see that? It's just a little bit of brown. Do your best, do your best, do your best. All right, put down all your crayons. Do you see some ladybugs? Me too. How many ladybugs do you see? One is kind of hiding. Do you see the one over by the leaves, the leaf pile? And then there's another one by the fence and another one by the fence. So that's 1, 2, 3. Did you know ladybugs don't have to be black and red? So ready? See the ladybug by the leaves? Let's color that one purple. Did you know ladybugs come in different colors? It's true. I'm not making it up. It's true. You can go look it up on Google if you don't believe me. So we'll have a purple ladybug by the leaf pile. And then let's get a pink ladybug by the very big owl. See how it's under the very big owl? There's a big owl and a little owl. Okay, the big owl, the ladybug, let's color that one pink. The ladybug under the big owl. Make that one pink. Got it? And then the ladybug over by the boy's jacket next to the fence, let's color that one red like normal. We need a normal ladybug. We need a normal ladybug. What's the beginning sound in ladybug? Ladybug. Yes, L. Ladybug. Sometimes people say that I'm a lady too. Sometimes they say girl. Sometimes they say woman. But whatever, it doesn't matter to me. All right, ready? There are two owls. I want us to color the big one. First, let's start off with yellow and color the eyes yellow inside the eyes. And then go ahead and do the little owl too. Do his little eyes yellow as well. Got it? Okay. So the big owl, I want you to use a brown crayon and hold it. And an orange crayon. You decide how your owl, your big owl, we're working on the big one, is going to look. But I want it to be brown and orange. I want him to have a couple of different colors. You decide how it's going to look. But make that big owl brown and orange. I'm kind of making a pattern on his belly. It's going brown, orange, brown, orange. I'm doing the same thing for his wings. And then I'm going to give him a brown head. What are you doing? What color of a head did you give your owl? Okay, I'm almost finished with my big owl. I'm going to give him some brown feet, claws, whatever those are called. Okay. Take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Now let's do the same thing to our little owl, but hold it, listen. We're gonna use brown and yellow. Brown and yellow for the little owl. He is really little. My crayon's not that sharp, so do your best. If you're going out of the lines a little, that's okay. That's okay. We don't have to be perfect. It's too hard to be perfect. And then I get frustrated. So I would rather just be normal. That's just me though. I love my little owl. I want to take it home with me. Okay, so we have a brown and yellow little owl and a brown and orange big owl. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Put down all your crayons. Do you see another animal in our picture? We have another animal in our... Yes, there's a raccoon. We have a raccoon. So let's color our raccoon 2 colors. Let's do black and gray. I don't have a gray crayon, so I'm going to use my pencil. Same thing, you get to design it. So black and gray. And if you don't have gray, use your pencil. But we're going to make our raccoon 2 colors. Black and gray. You decide. Do you know what the beginning sound in raccoon is? What's the beginning sound in raccoon? Yes. R. Raccoon. Can you think of another word that begins the same way as raccoon? What about a color word? Yes, red. Red begins with R. Red. What about roof? What about Sam? No, that does not begin with the letter R. That begins with the letter S. I was trying to trick you. Okay, take 2. No, I'll give you 4 more seconds. 4, 3, 2, And one, put down your crayons. Let's color the boy's scooter. Let's make it red. Find your red crayon. Let's color his scooter red. I'm going to leave the tires or the wheels alone and color those at the end. I'm going to make them black. But if you want red ones, that's totally okay. I just want to have black wheels. I think most tires are black, so that's what I want. What's the beginning sound in tire? T-t-t-t. Yes, the letter T. By the way, I feel a little tired. Do you see what I did? I put an ending sound on tire and made it tired. What's the ending sound in tired? Yes, the letter D. Okay, I'm grabbing my black crayon for my black wheels. Got it. And I have this one. All right. Take three more seconds. 3, 2, 1. All right. Do you see the leaf pile by the raccoon and the ladybug? Okay, listen carefully. First direction, get a red crayon. Next direction, pick up a yellow crayon. Now pick up an orange crayon. Last one, pick up a brown crayon. Okay, you should have 4 crayons in your hand. Let's look. You should have a red one. You should have a yellow one. You should have an orange one. And you should have a brown one. 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Do ya? I'll do it one more time and grab the crayons you need. You should have red, orange, yellow, and brown. Okay, the leaf pile by the raccoon and the ladybug. I need you to use those 4 colors for those leaves any way you want. But we're only doing the leaf pile by the raccoon and the ladybug. Not by the boy, just the raccoon and the ladybug. Use all 4 colors. All right, begin. Hey, ladybug and lady begin with L. But what about leaf? Yes, leaf begins with the letter L, like ladybug. So we're going to use all 4 colors to color this leaf pile by the raccoon. Just the leaf pile by the raccoon. I just noticed I didn't color my raccoon's tail. I got to do that really quick. Oopsie. There he goes. Okay, that looks better. Okay, I've already used my brown crayon and I've used my red crayon. Are you using all of your crayon colors that we're using right now? Now I'm ready for my last one. I just used orange. Now I'm going to use yellow. Use all the colors that I gave you. Follow those directions for the leaf pile. Okay, take 4 more seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Remember, you can always finish coloring at the end. Pick up your pencil because we are going to do some writing at the bottom of our page. We are going to write some letters and we're going to fill in some missing letters. We're going to use capital letters, uppercase letters for today. So look at the star. The first letter is missing. What? What? What is the missing first letter in the ABC? Yes, the letter A. Write it for me. Right there in that spot. A. B. Trace it for me. Trace neatly. A, B, C. Trace it. A, B, C. What comes next? D. D for dog. D. Then we have E. E says E. What comes after E? A, B, C, D, E, F. F says F. F says F. What's next? G. G says G. G. Scoot over. Now trace the H and trace the I. And you know how I want that I to look, right? Fix the top and the bottom for me. Make them a little longer on the top and the bottom for me. Thank you. Okay, after I go down to the next line, we have a J. Then what? Oops, did we lose our place? It's okay, do not panic. Let's read the letters that we have so far. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. Let's write the letter K. Trace the L, M, What comes next? Yes, N. What comes next? Yes, O. Trace the P. Then what? Uh-oh. What row? Okay, I'm going to use my baby voice because I don't know what to do. So I'm going to go back to the beginning and I'm going to figure this out. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, Q. I know what to do. Q. Trace the R, Q, R, S. Yes. T. Yes. U. V. And go back to beginning. You count. Will you read it with me? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X. There we go. Y and Z. There we go. I got it. Let's read our letters. Do you want to use our baby voices? Yes, let's use our baby voices. Let's read our letters. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Now I know it's time to do our numbers. So scoot down to the heart. See the number? It's 15. It's a 1 and a 5. Trace that. 15. Scoot over 16. See how the 1 is first? Scoot over 17. What comes next? 18. Trace it. Next. 19. And the last one? 20. Yes! Let's count. Let's start at 15 and count. Read the numbers. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Boys and girls, we did it. We did the whole activity. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.